Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to hear from Josh Allen post-game. Before we do that, though, I want to direct your attention to something the Buffalo Sabres just put out. An incredibly powerful letter written by Rasmus Dahlin about a situation that happened this offseason with his wife, Carolina. I'm sorry, his fiance, Carolina. And I encourage you to read this. This is on their social media pages, Instagram as well as Twitter. It's at sabres.com as well. And just to let you know, while they were on vacation in France, Rasmus Dahlin's fiance began to feel sick, he writes. It turned into an experience that she had her experiencing major heart failure. She received CPR on multiple occasions and up to a couple hours at a time to keep her alive, which ultimately saved her life. He writes, without her receiving life-saving CPR, the result would have been unimaginable. It is hard to even think about the worst-case scenario. She was transferred to a hospital where she remained on life support for weeks before she was a beneficiary of a heart transplant while in France. She's recovering now. She'll be rehabbing now. And it's a very powerful emotional letter written by Rasmus Dahlin, captain of the Buffalo Sabres. You can find it at sabres.com, on the Sabres social media pages, Instagram, X. I've retweeted it as well. And wow, we're really glad that she's doing okay, that she's better, and cannot imagine that situation. And when you read it, you'll understand a little bit more in depth on what happened here. So go check that out. All right. After the game yesterday, Josh Allen spoke to the media. Bills win 31-21. Here's Visor Josh.
Late in the second quarter, you're going down and make it 21-7. That moment seemed to turn this game. When the second eight play failed, the sack, the missed field, did that kind of get things going in the wrong direction there?
Yeah, I think so. Just understand I can't take a sack there and move us backwards. You know, there's a threshold where you're close enough, sacks don't really matter, but kind of in that mid-range, moving it back, you know, really puts our special teams in a tougher situation, and that's on me.
So, Josh, you better talk about, it seemed like the offense today was a little hot, cold, just, you know, trying to maintain that rhythm. Was it due to the short work week, or what are you going into?
I mean, they had a good plan today. I thought their offense did a good job of, you know, sustaining drives and really limiting our opportunities. You know, I thought we had opportunities on the offensive side, and we didn't take advantage of some of them. But, you know, at the end of the day, we got the win.
Jackson Haas said that he's already learned early on to always expect the ball with you. What happened on that play when you're rolling out there?
Yeah, just, you know, extending the play, a little naked action. He did a good job of just staying in concert with me and, you know, just got the corner there. I think it was Rasul to just kind of commit one way, and, you know, he stayed alive for me and made a play.
After the TV interception, you know, you got into that penalty situation. How big was the play to Moore, though? Because that enabled you to run it out.
Really. No, that was unbelievable. You know, smart play, finding a window in zone, giving me good body language. You know, he made some good plays for us tonight. It was awesome to see.
Josh, what have you seen different in James Cook?
I mean, it's the same James Cook. The guy just attacks every time he touches the ball. He looks like he's been shot out of a cannon every time he touches it. You know, he's so fun to play with. Wants the ball, ultimate competitor. You know, there's times where I toss it to him, I hand it off to him, and I'm already put my hands up because I feel like he's about to crib it. And there's two that were real close tonight, real close, and he'll tell you that too. But you know, he's been such a catalyst for our offense. Special player.
Seemed like you wanted to get Dalton involved early. Was that part of the plan based on what they do? Because he was your guy early on there.
Yeah, I mean, we'd love to get everybody involved early. You know, there's just some opportunities for him, and he made the most of them. So, yeah.
Josh, you seem to have a comfort zone more so this year than previous years. Is that your growth into the sport itself, just taking what the defense has given you?
100%. I think there's obviously times throughout games where the situation dictates you to – maybe put the pedal down a little bit more. And there's some times where it's like, hey, just take it easy, relax. I wouldn't say play the long game, but just understanding where you're at, you know, within the situation of the game and not trying to force anything. You know, we saw that tonight, just kind of staying as calm as possible, you know, and just being prepared for any situation that we were going to be in. You know, it was going to be either a 2 minute at the end there or 4 minute, and Terrell Bernard makes a fantastic play, and we can be in a 4 minute drill there.
What have you learned about this team in particular in the first 3 weeks of the season?
I mean, you know, we're obviously doing our job, going 1-0 each week. Still a lot to learn from, a lot to grow, a lot of room for growth in this group. A lot of young guys, but guys are stepping up. There's been some guys down with injuries, and guys are stepping up and making some big-time plays for us, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Yeah, I mean, it's a close unit that's, you know, gelling together really well right now, and I got to keep finding ways to win football games.
Khalil looked like, you know, first couple weeks working back from that ankle injury, and now today gets his first touchdown of the year. Just how nice is it to get him back in rhythm with the offense?
It's awesome. You know, Khalil does everything the right way, constantly following the ball, constantly being in the right spots. You know, he makes some unbelievable plays for us. You know, that was a great play, you know, finding a way to get in the end zone there, and we're going to need more of that going forward.
You were aware that was your 200th career touchdown pass?
I was not. I was not. It's pretty cool. It's my parents' anniversary tonight, too, so it's pretty cool. Yeah.
How'd you get Fitz to take his shirt off?
It was the fans. Yeah. He's a showman. Let's not. Come on now. He knew he was going to do it. He wanted to play hard to get a little bit, but he knew he was going to do it at the end of the night.
I didn't know if that was an anniversary present to your parents.
You know what? Yeah, happy anniversary, Mom and Dad. Here's Ryan Fitzpatrick without a shirt on.
All right, Jack.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shellen after the game last night. We're going to hear from Sean McDermott live down at One Bills Drive, hopefully after this timeout, because you never know if he is actually there at the exact time, but we'll plan on that. So we'll take a timeout here, and we'll get you ready for Sean McDermott down at One Bills Drive. Not sure we'll be able to bring in Sean McDermott live from One Bills Drive because we're still waiting on that. And so we want to make sure that we get out of here on time, of course, for Sabres Live coming up next here after this. And just in case you didn't hear me earlier, please go to the Sabres social media account, read the letter from Rasmus Dahlin about the really scary situation with his fiance, Carolina, who went into heart failure and CPR while they were on vacation in France. He wrote about it. She's recovering now, which is really good news, obviously. But please go read that. That's at the Sabres social media pages as well as Sabres.com. All right. In the meantime, we're going to get you into the locker room after the game and hear from Jackson Hawes. He caught his first ever NFL touchdown last night against the Miami Dolphins.
Kind of blanked a little bit because it was a short week, and you know, we just kind of installed a whole bunch of new plays and we called the timeout, and then went back out there, slipped a little bit. Felt good though, and Josh just being Josh and getting the ball.
Most people play it out in their head what they're going to do when they score their first touchdown in the NFL. Did you envision it, and did it go your way afterwards? What'd you do?
I knew I had that play in, so I was kind of planning something, but in the moment, like, everything just, like my mind was just, I don't even know where I was. It was just, this is amazing, and I just thought to go with the spike, so, yeah.
Looked like you blocked your guy to the ground on that play, too, before you got out there.
I did give him a good little pop, yeah, give him a good little pop.
When Josh is running toward you, do you know that the ball's coming to you? I mean, it looked like he may have had a lane to run, and then he flips it at the last kind of second there.
I mean, he's the MVP, man. He's the greatest player in the world, so anything can happen with him. You just got to be ready.
As a young player, what's the process like of learning how to play with a guy like Josh who extends plays and throws shovel passes for touchdowns? How do you learn how to be prepared like that?
I think it's just little things like that. You know, we go through these walkthroughs where we're kind of, you know, they're slower, a little bit slow pace, but he's kind of, he'll be messing around and give you a little no looker every now and then with the ball. And so really it's just kind of getting you ready for the games. Yeah.
Two touchdowns by tight ends tonight. How much stress does it put on a defense to know that you guys can bring three really at them?
Yeah. I mean, us three and Reggie at fullback, you know, we're a legitimate like four-headed snake. I mean, we have got a lot of guys that do a lot of good stuff, and we're coached well and get the job done.
Congratulations to Jackson Hawes. He recorded his first ever NFL touchdown. He got an arrow up from me yesterday. You can read that at WGR550.com. Arrow up, arrow down after the Bills win 31-21. A guy that had a front row seat to the interception by his defensive teammate, Terrell Bernard, was Taron Johnson. He spoke to the media after the game as well.
Taron, the big play by Terrell, mm-hmm. What did you see in front of you on that play? He said, I think at the podium, that he saw it on film.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, he had said he saw it early in the game as well, and he was low-key waiting for that play, you know what I'm saying? And they did it, and he was right there ready to make it.
What about third downs tonight? I mean, you guys made plays at the end when you needed it, but what was going on those third downs?
Man, it was tough. Some of them he was getting out. Some of them we weren't plastering well. I mean, we got to be better at the end of the day. But we will. We'll figure it out. I'm just happy we got the dub.
It's a division opponent on 4 days. NFL's never easy, but how much is it good to get this win and then know you have 10 days to the next one?
It's great. You know what I'm saying? It's a great feeling, us being able to go home with a win. And we don't take it for granted, and we just want to keep going.
Dwayne Carter said last year, no matter what the team is, you always have to play your best. Mm-hmm. Did you feel like you guys were prepared no matter what you were looking at with Miami ahead?
Yeah, I think we were prepared. Obviously, them third downs, we could have done better, but I feel like we were prepared.
All right, Bills cornerback Taron Johnson right there. Folks, it's a Friday, and you can kick up your feet and watch the rest of the NFL action. Knowing the Bills are 3-0 in the clubhouse, the first 3-0 team this season, the first team to three wins at all in the National Football League. The rest of the Sunday slate, the rest of the, I should say, NFL slate starts on Sunday, 1 o'clock. You got Falcons at Panthers, two teams the Bills will play this year. If you want to watch that, two teams actually not too far off on the schedule. You got to play these teams. Packers are at the Browns. Browns looking for their first win of the season. Packers 2-0. Texans are 0-2. They take down the Jaguars, a key AFC South matchup there. Bengals at the Vikings, the battle of the backup quarterbacks here with Joe Burrow and J.J. McCarthy both out, obviously. Steelers are at the Patriots. Big game for both teams here. Neither wants to drop to 1-2 in the AFC. Steelers at Patriots at 1 o'clock. Rams are at the Eagles, both 2-0. Rematch of last year's playoff game. Jets are at the Bucks. Jets looking for their first win. Colts are at the Titans. Titans looking for their first win. Colts are 2-0. Raiders are at the Commanders. No Jaden Daniels, it looks like. Broncos at the Chargers. This is 4:05 p.m. In the AFC West. Big matchup there. Saints are at the Seahawks. Saints are the Bills' next opponent. Cowboys at the Bears on Sunday at 4:25. Also, Cardinals at Saints at 4:25. Your late game Sunday. Sunday Night Football. Chiefs at Giants. Be great if the Giants and Brian Daboll could get that win, right, against the Chiefs. I don't know if I see that happening, but man, if they can score like they did against the Cowboys, you never know. Lions at the Ravens Monday night. That is a great game offensively. I think should be a lot of points and fireworks score in that game. That's the Lions at the Ravens. Joe, just want to make sure it is Sabres Live today, right? I know there was a Bills game yesterday, so it is Sabres Live coming up next, right? Just want to make sure with everybody.
We're undefined on that, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. So, hey, could be one Bills Live for all we know. Keep it tuned here, though. We're going to have Sabres and Bills and everything else going forward today. I do know this. Bills Live will be on, whether that's right now or right after, and then show up in the Bulldog at 3 o'clock here on WGR. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, folks. The Bills are 3-0, 31-21 over the Miami Dolphins. Check out Arrow Up, Arrow Down, and a whole bunch more at WGR550.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.